So what is the Sunbathers and how does it come to be on the wall inside the festival hall this summer?
Well, the Sunbathers is one of a whole range of sculptures that were commissioned for the South Bank exhibition in 1951, which happened where the Festival Hall is. The Festival Hall was part of the Festival of Britain. And the exhibition was the epicentre of a huge national celebration of Britain that was a kind of cheer-up after the war. It was more than a cheer-up. It was also a celebration of British achievements and anticipation of what Britain might achieve in the years to come. But after the festival, it went on for 3 months. It was completely demolished, apart from the Festival Hall. And so there's many, many stories about what happened to all the different components, and some have turned up in museums and so on. But until very recently, nobody knew at all what had happened to certain things, and no one knew what had happened to the Sunbathers. And Historic England, who are our very close partners in this project, had an exhibition at Somerset House about post-war sculpture, and they had a kind of lost and found bit in their exhibition and said, does anyone know where these things are? And amazingly, the O'Donnell family from the Clarendon Hotel in Blackheath came forward and said, well, we recognise that one. It's in the garden of our hotel and has been for years. It was in quite a poor state. It's been painted pink, and it had been the scene of much happy playing and with children. But they agreed with Historic England and us that it should come back to the South Bank and be enjoyed by people this summer.
And it's been restored by People Power this summer with a crowdfunding campaign.
It has, yes.
But describe someone coming to the South Bank in 1951, where would they have seen the piece?
They would have seen it on the tube station. So they would have seen it as they... Well, one of the ways that they might have arrived at the festival. Interestingly, the artist wasn't very happy with it being there, because it depicts two people, sort of romance, having a romantic rest in the sun. So he didn't think it was the right place. But his daughter was just telling me that he felt that as quite a minor artist in the whole scheme of things, he had to kind of accept this sort of slightly, in his view, strange location.
And it's in the Festival Hall now. People can look at it from all angles. They can look down on it, look across at it,
which
look up at it.
Which, in fact, they could originally. There are wonderful photographs of 1951 of people looking at it from above and from the side, which, given the location that we've been able to choose this summer, people can do the same, which feels very authentic to its original setting.
And the current artistic leadership of the South Bank Centre put a lot more emphasis on the Festival of Britain.
That's right.
And the whole notion of a festival site.
Yes.
What does it mean to have a tangible reminder of 1951 back here this summer?
Oh, it's really... I mean, I feel very emotional about it, actually. You know, the festival meant a lot to an enormous number of people, and continues to mean a lot to those who remember. And interestingly, really inspires younger generations. As part of my work, I work with a lot of for instance, local school children. And when they hear it inspires them now. So it's wonderful to have a touchstone of all that idealism and hope for the future that is actually on the wall here now.
And finally, the crowdfunder exceeded expectations.
It did, yes.
You've put the piece on display this summer.
Yes.
But what happens next after this current
run?
Well,
we're all talking about that, I guess. I mean, I think it was hard for people to understand what it might look and feel like. But there's been great excitement generated by its arrival this week. And I'm sure in the coming weeks there'll be some conversations about what should happen to this much-loved sculpture next.